This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's upset you now?
When you're walking along the common, or I've got a nice park nearby me, and there's, you know, dog walkers there, and I'm walking along, but I've got no dog. So instead of looking at me for 2 seconds too long, say afternoon, morning. Don't make me feel conscious. I'm some sort of dog pervert. That the only reason why I'm in the park is I want to suck you off your dog or something. What are you doing? Don't you hate that? It's all it would have taken is like, all right, mate, hello, that's all.
Yeah, just to break the tension.
Yeah, instead of now you've put me in a bad mood. You know what I mean? Do you not get that?
Absolutely.
Because sometimes I'll be on the tube and I'll look at someone and I can see they're looking at me, but then I'll look back and they're still looking at me. And I'll have an eye off with them. And I think, I am not going to stop looking at you until you look away from me. I'm not...
Chicken.
What do you mean?
It's a game of chicken.
Is it?
Well, no, sort of, isn't it? Like a stare out.
Yeah, I have a stare off and I promise myself I will not stop looking at them until they look away first. And then I feel good. Go on, what?
See, I commend you, Sean, because that I haven't got time for that. I haven't got the patience to do that. As opposed to going, what the fuck are you looking at? My next question would be, do you want to fucking fight? Should we take this outside? What are you doing? Are you trying to steal my soul?
I mean, that situation is what the phrase, do you want a photo, was invented for. I haven't heard that for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, do you want a fucking picture?
That's just too much. I mean, no, it happens to, I don't know why. Maybe I've got one of them fucking serial killer type faces. I don't know. But don't, what are you looking at me for? Go about your business.
Yeah. Another old school phrase, which I like, which I've not heard for a while, which kind of like older people I've heard in the pub a few times, again, in this exact situation is, sorry, mate, do I owe you money?
Good one.
Wow. Both of you, feel free to use.
Do I owe you money? Oh, my God. Really? If it's a woman, maybe it's like, am I the father of your kids or something? Back off! Back off me!
I can't. Do you know what? I now can't wait for someone to stare at me for slightly too long again.
It's very unnerving, guys. Yes. You must know it. It really is. Because, like you say, Sean, I found myself looking at somebody, but the second they look at me, my eyes are gone.
Do you ever realise? This is awful to admit, but sometimes. I'll be on the tube and I'll be daydreaming. Like, I'm just out of it. I'm totally, like, sort of in one. I'm daydreaming. And then I realise, when I sort of come to, I realise I've been daydreaming at a woman.
And you've got a boner.
And your cock's in your hand. No, Sean, no, I haven't done that before. What are you talking about?
You can still see. No, but you're daydreaming, like, you're out of it.
I know what daydreaming is, Sean. I've daydreamed in the past. But generally speaking, your eyes sort of wander into the experience of nothing. Not even somebody's face.
I don't think what you're describing is called daydreaming.
You two can fuck off. Do you never have that? You're like spaced out and then you come to it and you realise, oh, that's it. That looks like I've just been looking at them. I can't believe you don't have that.
No, sorry, no.
Have you ever farted on someone by mistake?
On someone.
On someone. What are you doing on them in the first place?
Exactly.
No,
but on the tube.
Genuinely, once I was on Brighton Station. Oh, sorry, I was at Brighton Station. I farted. I turned round and there was a little boy behind me, and his head was on level with my bum. I farted on a child's head by mistake.
Oh my God. You are a terrible human being.
I know.
I thought you knew the child was... How could you fart in the child's face?
I didn't realise he was behind me, and I turned around and his head was there.
You do a lot of... Didn't you once chuck coffee at someone when you were late for a job?
Yes.
What happened?
So I was in a routine. I was for some reason, I was working in Leicester Square every day. And so every day I would finish my coffee on the tube. I would drink the coffee on the tube. I got to Leicester Square tube station, and then I would always throw the coffee in the same bin. But then one day what happened was, I got to the bin, I got to where I'm just automatically used to chucking the coffee, but I realised, I didn't realise, I hadn't drank the coffee. So I just chucked a full coffee, and it went over the bin, over a woman standing at a cash point. And she was like, wow. What the fuck? And I was like, I'm so sorry. But to her, it just looked like I'd... just chucked a coffee on her.
Oh, look at that poor boy daydreaming and chucking a coffee in my face. You are the reason, Sean, that I really avoid any form of public transport.
Yeah.
With the knowledge that some fucker might be staring at me, giving the guys that, oh, I've been daydreaming, could fart in my face
and chuck coffee at me.
What the hell are you doing? Is it any wonder any of us get public transport? It's disgusting.
You should be a one-man advert for getting Uber to avoid one of the following three things happening. Please, use Uber.
I just find that I'm getting less and less tolerant of shit at the moment.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Don't know why. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I've reached a certain age, Sean, that you're yet to reach.
Are you more outspoken now, do you think, than you were when you were younger? So you'll say it if something annoys you.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't suffer fools gladly at all. You know one of my biggest gripes as well? Maybe it's a young person thing. When I send somebody a text message, right, and then they reply to me three or four days later, and they reply in real time. Like, if I go, hey, how you doing? And on a Monday, then on Friday they go, I'm fine, thanks. What the fuck's happened in between?
That's bad. I tell you what that annoys me with that one is when you send someone a WhatsApp message and they don't reply, and then something happens that they really want to reply you about, but they realise they have to reply to the message that they hadn't replied to in the first place before they tell you the thing that they've got to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, just seen this, mate. Yeah, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, of course
also,
you have. Yeah.
Also, I've just got live at the Apollo. You're like, fucking hang in the shit, mate.
It's so transparent. And you can tell with technology when they've read your message. And the worst one is when you can see them typing away and the message doesn't come to you because they're clearly typing to some fucker else. And you're kind of going, you know what I mean? You're waiting there and you're going, what?
they're writing to someone else about what you've just texted them. You're not going to fucking believe what...
Yeah. And at the end of my message, I just go, yeah, is that all right? And then on Friday, I text you on Monday, they go, oh, yeah, that's fine. What's fucking fine? I've moved on. I've got a life to lead. I'm waiting for you, dickhead.
Here's one. When someone has texted you for a favour, right, but you can just tell by the tone of the text that it's a send-all. It's a copy and paste. This has not been written for me. This is a copy and paste job. And all that sort of... You can tell because the whole of the message is like in a different font size. Not font size, but like, you know, it's normal capital letters, lowercase letters. And then your name is just, bang, capital letters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You cheeky fucker. If you're going to ask me for a favour, type it out.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't even respond to that twat. No, not at all. Sod you. What, 50 quid? My last 50 quid to get you a meal? Fuck off. No.
Has someone ever texted you asking for 50 quid for a meal?
Somebody has texted me and said, I'm not even joking, can you lend me 50 quid? I've got no food in the house. What do you think I am? Fucking Long John Silver? Talking about?
Is that what Long John Silver is?
Well, I don't know. Is he like a pirate who's got loads of money? Isn't he a pirate that's got loads of money?
Dear Long John Silver.
give up. Just after it just frustrates me. It's annoying. And that's what he does. It makes me confused. Am I Robin Hood?
Come on, a big friendly giant.
No. Can I borrow 50 quid? What do I look like to you? Barney the dinosaur?
What my name is? Rishi Sunak. You bell end.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, but Christmas.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. I've got no patience. You see, you're younger boys. It's all right for you. You've got your lives to lead. Before I left my house this morning, right, I'm sitting in my house. Admittedly, it was about 11 o'clock in my underpants. I hear the door, my letterbox go off. I went outside. There's one of them cards from the delivery postman or DHL. We tried to deliver something, knocked your rick. Fuck, I ran out the door in my pants. Mate, I'm inside. You didn't ring staff all, mate. And I've got to say, it didn't make me look good, to be honest. Running after a man in uniform in my underpants.
Oh,
but you've got to tell him.
Because it has got a lot better with Amazon and, you know, all of those companies. They are a lot better at actually, you know, delivering the product to you. But there was a period of time where people were talking about how internet shopping was, you know, was the future. And it seemed to me you'd go on the website, you'd buy the thing, and then you'd get, like you say, a red card at the door.
Yes.
Which meant that you had to go to the depot. It's like, well, if I'm going to go to the depot, I might as well have just gone to the fucking shop and bought it in the first place.
Exactly.
I drove past the shop to get to the depot.
Jesus. And do you know what? Last week, I'm not even joking,
oh,
I caught this fucker, right? He knocked on my door, and fair play, he knocked and I opened the door, and the box he had in his hand, it was bottles of wine, right, had clearly smashed and was wet. You know what he said? That's how I picked it up. Mate, fuck off. You picked this up like that, and then you brought it to my house. Let's be honest, you've dropped it outside your fucking van. Just apologise, and we'll sort this out.
What is going on with the packaging at the moment? I've ordered, like, a sort of box the size of, like, a fridge comes through, and I'm thinking, what have I ordered? And I open up this box, and inside is, like, an egg cup. And you're like, what the fuck? Why have you used this much cardboard? Do you know what I mean? Fucking, no wonder they called it Amazon. They named it after the thing they fucking cut down so that I could get this book.
Have any of you had this, right? This is God's honest truth, yeah?
Oh, man.
I was expecting a delivery, but it was a surprise for me. And they didn't arrive. So the person who sent me the surprise rang me up and said, have you got something I sent you? I went, no. And he went, oh, I didn't want to tell you, but I sent you something for Christmas. So he gave me the tracking number. I tracked it to my neighbour's fucking house. I'm not even joking, right? My neighbour's house. And I was like, what the fuck? I went round there. Of course I went round there. And it was a big old Christmas hamper from Fortnum & Mason, I might add. And I knocked on the door, and I'm like, excuse me, matey. Has a hamper arrived for me worth about 200 quid? And he's like, I was going to bring it round, but my little daughter, she loves playing with boxes. What the fuck are you talking about? She loves playing with boxes. So you've given your little kid my fucking box. I've never heard anything ridiculous in all my life. You've stolen my shit. Box. Oh. He likes playing with boxes, dickhead. And that's why, and it's happened to me in the past, if a delivery man or whatever knocks on my door and says, oh, your neighbour's right, can you take this? I went, fuck off! What do you mean?
Yes.
Who do you think I am? What the hell am I?
Who do you mean?
Peter Pan.
Who do you think I am? The Blue Ranger?
See, this turned me mad, guys. It's just turned me mad. I'm not even joking.
Are you guys any good at sending stuff back when it's not what you wanted? Like, as in the delivery stuff. You know, it's not the right size and you got to send it back. Oh, fucking hell. How do you even do it?
You see, that's a good point. I don't know about you. Cause it's a young person's game. people assume I've got Amazon, I've got, what's the other one? PayPal, I've got eBay. I've got none of that shit. I've got none of them things. So I never have your problem of sending shit back, you lazy fuckers. Go in the shop, buy what you want, check it out for size, you're home and dry. What the fuck is this delivering? Oh, it doesn't fit.
No, no, it's definitely the tried and tested formula is to go in, try it on. It's just basically houses are just glorified dressing rooms now, aren't they? Like, they'll just order something in every colour, a couple of different sizes. And then you think, how many people have tried this on before I finally buy it?
Exactly.
How many times has this been bought and sent back?
Exactly. And it's just, they've only got one of each size, waiting for you twats to go, doesn't fit, and send it back. Go into a shop, Sean.
I've got two chairs in the corridor, the shared corridor of the house. Two chairs that weren't the chairs that I wanted. I've just bought two. I've just got two chairs that I don't need now.
So you've got guests who sit in the corridor.
It's like a doctor's waiting room outside your flat. You'd have put some magazines out there. A couple of magazines of like Horse and Rider from 2003. Reader's Digest with the crossword ripped out.
You didn't tell me you're coming. Wait there, Tom, maybe.
Go out. OK, Mr. Amos, we're ready for you now.